Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God wants you to allow him to make some personnel changes regarding people that you associate with. Ushers, lock the doors. Because we're going to get into some situations here where I just need to be frank with you today, according to the word of God. Because some of you are fiercely loyal to people, and you desire to maintain close relationships with people who are going in a different direction. How can you walk together if you're not going in the same direction? That's what the prophet just asked. They've made a decision to go in a direction that is contrary to the way that you're going. See, if Satan can get us to refuse to forgive and to forget people who hurt us, he knows something. If we are angry with people, so angry that we just want to leave them, and we never forgive them, he knows that that gives an evil spirit a dwelling place with us. Now, I told you I was going to be frank with you, and I'm using the word of God. In Ephesians chapter 4 and 6, it says, if you're angry, don't sin by nursing your grudge. How many people nurse their grudge instead of trying to forget what the person did? They rehearse it over and over, and then they commit slander by calling everybody they know and say, this is the reason why I left there. This is the reason why I couldn't be with those people. I couldn't be with that person. And let me tell you, they're hypocrites. They say, really? That's a problem. The Bible says, if you're angry, don't sin by nursing your grudge. Don't let the sun go down with you still being angry. Get over it quickly. So there's nothing wrong with being angry and being angry with people, but you forgive them. Not tomorrow, before the sun goes down. You forgive them. For when you are angry, it gives a place to the devil. In the original language, that means a room, a license, an opportunity. You've given an evil spirit a place within you. Everything the Word of God warns us of is really to protect us from evil. Jesus said, pray every day, deliver me from evil. And that's what the whole word of God tries to do. Deliver us from evil. Any disobedience becomes a doorway to demonic oppression and ultimately possession if you don't repent. In 2 Peter 2 and 19, it says, for whom a man is overcome of, the same he is brought into bondage. If you let your anger overcome you, if you allow your offenses to overcome you, you become in bondage to the enemy because you've allowed an evil spirit to have a place with you. We invite demonic activity, which invites demonic bondage into our lives. And guess what the Bible says? People like that, don't even fellowship with them. But some of you are fiercely loyal. No, if that person is still a part of the church, I want to stay with them. If that person leaves the church, I'm still going to follow behind them. I'm still going to be that person's friend. I'm still going to sit down. I'm going to talk with them. I'm going to fellowship with them. go ahead and do it in disobedience. Listen to the scripture. In 1 Corinthians 5:11, I wrote to you not to associate with anyone who is called a brother, who is a sexual sinner, or covetous, or an idolater, or a slanderer. Don't even eat with such a person. You know what a slanderer is? A slanderer is an individual who actually speaks against another person's reputation because of what they did. Maybe it was negative, but the way you saw the person before the slanderer came was at this level. When they're done telling you everything they did, you see them under here. You've degraded their reputation. You've soiled their reputation. That's called slander. And the Bible says, do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, nor slanderers? I read 1 Corinthians 5 and 11. That was in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Once again, it says, slanderers will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. 1 Corinthians 5 and 11 says, don't even eat with such a person. See, fellowshipping with individuals who slander, and you sit there and you listen and you don't contradict them and stop them, you've just compromised yourself. You didn't speak against it. You didn't stop it according to the word of God. We are not to slander. No. No, you can't say that about that brother. You can't say that about that sister. You can't say that about that church. Not in my presence. In fact, I cannot even fellowship with you anymore because you're disobeying God. That attracts evil spirits, and I don't want your demons. See, you compromise yourself spiritually and open the door for a spiritual attack on your life when you want to maintain a relationship with a person who slanders. Because evil spirits follow relationships and follows people. Keep those doors locked. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 20, Paul says, I don't want you to fellowship with evil spirits. We don't talk about evil spirits enough. Evil spirits follow people and their relationships. And you may even want to ignore this warning that the Lord is giving you this morning. But the Bible says in Galatians 6 and 7, do not be deceived because God is not mocked. Whatever one sows, that he shall also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh, his way of doing things, his mindset shall reap the judgment or the corruption of their disobedience to God. And it's so important as Christians that we don't allow the devil to steal our purpose and God's power in our lives by wrongful associations. Let the church say amen. But it's going to always be a temptation to you. God wants us to break up with past relationships whose seasons end. Why? Because the devil distracts us from God's direction through people who have already exited the door of our destiny. Why are you following someone who has exited the door of your destiny? We're not walking together anymore. And if you're still offended and you have unforgiveness, I don't want your demon. Oh, you say, oh, Pastor, that's pretty strong. Do you realize that many people infect people through their slander and then you don't see them anymore? Oh, how does that happen? They got their demon. Oh, they are just offended for them. But the offense didn't even happen between them and the people. So how is it now they don't want to have anything to do? It's a spirit. Thank you. God wants to help us today to understand you have to look at relationships as an assignment. The assignment always revolves around what is the will of God, not your will, not your plan. not your feel-good liaison that we should have because we got things in common. And we're just, no. You have an assignment from God with every relationship to keep it God-like, to keep it according to the Word of God.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
In Deuteronomy chapter 13 and 4, it says, "Serve only the Lord your God and fear him alone. Obey his commands. Listen to his voice. Cling to him. Don't cling to other people. Cling to the Lord. Cling to his word. Obey his word." Let me give you a story. A prophet of God lost his life because he ignored God's words and listened to someone he thought he had something in common with. The man said he was a prophet too. In 1 Kings chapter 13, it tells the story. It says, "The Lord commanded a man of God from Judah to go to Bethel. He arrived there, and King Jeroboam was standing by the altar to offer a sacrifice." Now, King Jeroboam, he had gone into idolatry, and he had a different form of worship so that he could keep more of the people closer to where he was in Bethel than going to where the people would offer in Jerusalem. So God sent this prophet there to give him a prophetic word about judgment. So he's standing there and he's sacrificing on his altar. It says, "And the Lord had commanded the man of God to speak against the altar. The man of God said, 'Altar, altar, the Lord says to you, David's family will have a son named Joash. The priest for the places of worship now make their sacrifices on you, but Joash will sacrifice those priests on you.' And as he spoke, the altar broke into pieces and the ashes fell out," and that was a part of the prophecy. Well, when King Jeroboam heard this, he pointed toward the man of God and he said, "Take him." And when he said, "Take him," his arm was paralyzed. And he couldn't pull it back. He was in this position. He would have made a good statue. Which way do we go? Let's go that way. Whichever way the king is pointing, just turn him in the right direction. And we've got a great statue to tell us to point the way. He couldn't pull his arm back. So immediately he became afraid. He said, "Oh, man of God, please pray to your Lord that he'll heal my arm." So the man of God prayed for him. The king was able to move his arm. Didn't have to be a permanent statue anymore, pointing to a direction. He was healed. What a revival! The man of God warned the king. God did a miracle. And the king was healed. So now he knows that's a real man of God. God was really talking to me, and I better change my ways. Well, that would have been a mighty revival service if it had ended that way, but it didn't. It goes on to say, "Then the king said to the man of God, 'Please come home with me and eat, because I want to give you a gift.' But the man of God answered the king, 'Even if you were to give me half of your kingdom, I will not go with you. I will not eat or drink anything in this place because the Lord has commanded me not to eat or drink anything, nor to return even by the way I came. So he left the king and he took a different road and he left town. Many times life does not end like we'd like for it to end, because this was a great story of revival, but it didn't end that way. And you need to understand that some of the greatest times God uses you, the devil will show up because he wants equal time. When God moves, the devil will move. He'll do everything to stop you. He does not want God to get the glory. The Bible says, now an old prophet was living in Bethel. His sons came and told him about the man of God and what he had done. And then the prophet said to his sons, put a saddle on my donkey. And he got on that donkey and he left and he went out to find the prophet of God. And he said, are you the man of God who came to Judah? And the man said, yes, I am. So the prophet said, please come and eat at my house. I know you're tired. And the man of God said, I can't come home with you. I can't eat or drink anything in this place. The Lord said to me, don't eat or drink anything. Don't even return by the same road. Now, while he's telling him this, the prophet is tired. He's lonely, he's hungry, he's desiring human companionship. He's come a long way to minister. See, and the devil knows our weaknesses. The devil knows what you're going through. He's been watching. He sent his little emissary, evil spirits out to watch what you're going through. And then he'll send a temptation to see if you will nibble on it. Even though God told you don't do this, maybe he can get you to do something a little bit. Maybe he can get you to do something that seems so minute, but it's still disobedience to God. Well, the old prophets answered and said, look, I understand everything you're saying because I'm a prophet too. And then he said, and an angel gave me this command from the Lord. The angel told me to tell you, bring him home with you. Let him have something to eat and to drink. But the old man was lying. So the prophet went back with the old man. And he ate and he drank and he rested. Can I tell you something, folks? God does not change his mind in his word. He won't change his mind. Don't change God's word because of your circumstances. Don't use your logic to erase what the Bible says. Well, he couldn't have meant this. He couldn't have meant this. Oh, there's no way. Oh, God's not like that. The Bible says, then while they were sitting at the table, a command came from the Lord, this time through the old prophet. God said, if you don't listen to me and you're listening to him, let me speak through him so you can clearly hear me. Sometimes God will speak to the very people who bring you into disobedience against him and pronounce judgment on you. I thought you said you were a Christian. I thought you said you'd never do these things. Oh, you must have been a hypocrite. Has it ever happened to you? Don't raise your hand. And the old prophet said, this is what the Lord says. You've defied my word. You have disobeyed the commandment of the Lord. You came back and you ate in this place and you drank. And because of this, your body will not be buried in the grave of your ancestor. Whoever you place before the Lord will become your tormentor. And it happens through relationships. Let me tell you something. If you leave someone for God, you will never be happy with that person.
you will regret it because they will become your tormentor. God will see to it. Any person you put in front of God, he will see to it that that person is your undoing and will torment you because you would dare put a human being before him. 1 Kings 13:23. After the man of God had finished eating and drinking, the old prophet saddled his own donkey. He started off, but while he was traveling along, a lion came out and killed him. And his body just lay there in the road with the donkey and the lion standing next to it. And people who passed by saw the body lying in the road with the lion standing next to it and the donkey on the other side. And they knew it was the judgment of the Lord. We can start off right and end all wrong. I begin by talking about forgiveness because, see, we all go through situations where we are offended. The Bible says offenses must come. But you've got to let it go. Not only say it, but you've got to mean it from your heart. In the book of Matthew, Jesus gave a parable that talked about a man who was forgiven of so much from his master, and then he found the guy who owed him so little and said, I'm going to lock you up because you haven't given me back what you've taken from me. And one of the workers heard it and went back to that master, and he called the man who had been forgiven back to him and said, how could you not forgive this person when I forgave you for so much? That was Jesus explaining to us about forgiveness, how God feels about unforgiveness. How could you not forgive anyone in the whole world when Jesus died on the cross that you might be saved and make it to heaven? The Bible says he's thrown all of our sins behind his back. God removes our sins as far as the east is from the west, from his mind. And yet we can't forgive people. The Lord said to that evil servant, he said, you will serve the rest of your time and be tormented. And then the very last verse Jesus said was, and so the Lord will do to you if you do not forgive every person who offends you from your heart, not your mouth, your heart, your deeds, your actions. Such an important subject this is that the Bible says, Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you will not make heaven. You won't go to heaven. Well, you don't know what they did to me. It doesn't matter what they did to you. God is the judge. God is the judge. We must not retaliate against people, folks. This message is for someone today. I'm telling you, you can't retaliate. You've got to let it go. You've got to forgive and forget. You've got to put them in the hands of God. I will repay. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Don't follow people holding grudges. Don't follow people who refuse to forgive. And if they leave the church, leave their husband, leave their job, and they say, oh, I forgave, that's not true forgiveness. Be very careful. Be very careful. You may fellowship with them and end up fellowshipping with their demon. And when the fellowship is over, that demon may follow you home.
If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Relationships on Assignment from God, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Hello, this is Pastor Steve Hill, and I want to thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. It is my sincere prayer that you will experience God's love, forgiveness, and healing. You can receive this by repeating this prayer, so join me. Father, forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Change me into a new creation. Thank you for saving me and changing my life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, then you've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And know this, that God loves you so much. And whatever you need, just call on Him and He'll answer your prayer. God bless you and keep on listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.